Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com. Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear on today's banging. And when I say banging, I mean banging. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. A celebration of Barbra Streisand, the Jewish singer, songwriter, performer, and icon. Talking about that. Dropping a bombshell. Michael Rappaport, the Gringo Mandingo, am dropping some hot, exclusive, real-life Hollywood bullshit that I have been dealing with. Some real life Hollywood bullshit that I have been dealing with. Plus, being Jewish in 2023. Super Jewish in 2023. All that and more in a hard-hitting, fully disruptive, museum-quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. This is the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Lickety, let's fucking go. Boom. No fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody is feeling sane. Name is Michael Rappaport, aka the Unglorious Bastard, aka the Inflamed Ashkenazi, aka the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, and I hope everybody is, hope everybody's feeling good. Shout out to Mr. New York with a yet another nickname, the Unglorious Bastard. Shout out to Quentin Tarantino for making the classic Inglorious Bastards. What a movie. What a time. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Here we are heading into the halfway point of November. We are coming to the end of what a year, 2023. Remember when we were just popping out air balloons out of the sky that had some cameras in there? Those were the good old days. Memories of a time we
and beyond, memories of one another, of when balloons were our only problem. That, of course, was the great Jewish icon, the great Jewish, I mean, what can you say? Icon's not even a word. Star. Monster of entertainment. Conquered every single thing and beyond. Babs, Barbara Streisand, who just released a book that my wife is pounding through. The audiobook, Barbara herself narrates the book. Of course, I narrated my book. This book has bold sports rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. I do not think my book will be as successful as Barbara Streisand. Not to say that my book wasn't great. Not to say that it's as good as Babs. But I am sure that Barbara Streisand's book will be on the number one seller on the New York Times best-selling list ASAP, if it isn't already. The reason why I have Barbara on my mind is because Barbara, who has a book coming out, has been doing some press, who is a Jew, who went to Erasmus Hall High School. You know who also went to Erasmus Hall High School? Me, Michael Rappaport. So when Erasmus Hall goes over their roster of celebrities, they go Neil Diamond, Billy Cunningham, and Michael Rappaport. Of course, Barbara Streisand, Special Ed, the rapper, Queen Penn, the rapper, Shaggy, the rapper, and Michael Rappaport. It's all those people, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, Doug Moe. I'm forgetting people, but Erasmus Hall High School, shout out to Erasmus Hall High School. I went there for 1 year, and then they asked me nicely to leave, which is incredible if you know how fucking nuts that school was when I was there. Anyway, Barbara was on the Howard Stern show the other day, and it was a great, great interview. I'm not even a huge Barbara Streisand fan, but I've always been fascinated by her. I think she's beautiful. Always have had like a weird thing for her. But the interview with Howard Stern and Barbara Streisand and Howard Stern respectfully on the Howard Stern show is so good and so long and so thorough and so funny and so historic and such a beautiful trip down memory lane. And I drove the other day. Shout out to the people that came to see me at Rehoboth, Delaware. And I know there's a couple of fans that I did not get to meet. I tried. Listen, there's no guarantees. I heard you guys say dingo, and I tried. I was outside. I was to the side of the club afterwards. I tried. I always try. There's been a lot going on, obviously. I also have to be secure. There's been some, you know, I got to be careful. But I heard you guys, I know you were close to the front, came to see me. It was a beautiful show in Rehoboth, Delaware, which is where Smokin' Joe Biden, I guess he has his beach house. When you see Smokin' Joe Biden down there on the beach, it's in Rehoboth, Delaware. Nice little beach town, chill. But I tried to say hello to everybody. There's no guarantees that I could say hello to everybody at every single show. So don't get mad. Please, DM me. I'll send you a video. People said angry because I had to cancel shows. I'm trying my best. I really am trying my best. But I drove 3 hours and 45 minutes to Rehoboth from New York City. And the Howard Stern, Barbara Streisand interview made that ride easy. Because they just were going back and forth and questions and answers about her life and what a life, what a career. And I got to be honest, I was emotional listening to them go back and forth because of all the anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel shit that's going on in the world. It is at an all-time new high. Obviously, the Holocaust is still the top, the goat of all anti-Semitism. But I don't know if worldwide it was going on the way it is now. And I'm not comparing now to the Holocaust by any means. But with all the anti-Jewish, anti-Israel shit that's going on throughout the world, listening to these two monsters of media, these two monsters of entertainment, these two pillars of entertainment, Barbara Streisand has won every award, Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, I'm forgetting one, Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, everything, Howard Stern, everything. And for these two prominent Jewish entertainers to go back and forth, it almost had me crying in my car, I'm not going to lie. It had me emotional. I was so happy listening to them, and I felt like I was listening to two uncles, like an uncle and an aunt, talk about their lives. It was beautiful. It was a great interview. And I was just so proud to be Jewish. It made me proud to be Jewish. And they weren't even talking necessarily about being Jewish. That wasn't about the interview. Obviously, it must have come up. But it was just about their lives. And like I said, with everything that's going on in the world, I was just it was just really, really nice to hear. And I was happy to listen to it. And I was proud that I am a fan of the Howard Stern Show. And I was it made me proud to be Jewish. And because there's been a lot going on lately that's made people, myself included, we're all scared. As much bravado, as much shit talking, as much, you know, emotional toughness as I have, everybody's freaked out by what the fuck is going on. There is not a person, a Jewish person, an Israeli person that is not freaked out, spooked, surprised, shocked by what is going on in the world. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I want to apologize for the shows I had to cancel in Virginia. I had to cancel the shows in Virginia. I have to cancel my upcoming shows in St. Louis. I hate canceling shows. I hate canceling anything. So if you bought tickets to those Virginia shows, obviously you got the emails and the information that it was canceled. Apologies. Apologies for my upcoming canceled shows in St. Louis. You know, dealing with a lot. But I'm fine. But I had to cancel the shows. I don't like canceling the shows. It's not good for business. It's not good for morale. I don't like not doing things that I committed to. But there's things going on. I do have shows in Jersey, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Uncle Vinny's. I do have my shows in Sacramento, December 8th, 9th. And I do have my shows at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, the 15th, 16th, and 17th. All tickets, all information available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And then I'm coming to Portland in January. And I'll continue posting all the shows. But I apologize for having to cancel those shows, change dates, and all that stuff. I do my very, 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 very best to never pull out. To never pull out. Of anything I'm doing. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. SHI and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Lot to discuss. I tweeted about this and then I did call into the Howard Stern show, so you may or may not have heard about this. So for the third time this year that I'm aware of, this year, 2023, I have lost a job, an actual job. I think I mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm going to go into it a little deeper. I have lost a job because of pig dick Donald Trump comments. Three times. One movie that I was offered that inevitably you'll hear about. One commercial, and then this weekend, another, let's call it a commercial. Let's call them commercials. Two commercials and a actual film. Now, the thing with the film, legitimate film, huge comedic star, comedic acting star. I got cast. I got the offer. The way it works is you get an offer. The offer goes to your agent. They make a financial offer. And what happened in this particular situation, allegedly, and I'm going to get my union involved, and this happened a few months ago, but then with the strike, I just kind of let it go, but I'm not letting it go. I try to let things go. It's not my strong suit. They made the offer, and then this comedic star who's a Trump-loving, Mel Gibson-loving, Trump-loving actor put the kibosh, said he doesn't like my politics. And the producers freaked out because this Trump-loving comedic actor, who I respect as a performer, he bucked back. And this film takes place in New York, in the tri-state area. I can't remember if it was Jersey, New York. And it's all Italians, except for this actor is not Italian. And the majority of the other actors aren't Italian. And that wasn't a prerequisite to be in the film to play Italian. They wanted real New Yorkers. They wanted my je ne sais quoi, my essence, what I do. Jimmy Caan, James Caan was not Italian. Sonny Corleone. I don't need to go over the lists of actors who have done things. That's some bullshit. So this comedic actor said he doesn't like Rappaport's politics. Then this dumbass producer who we'll just call Chris, we'll call him just Chris. Chris the dumb fuck starts talking to my lawyer about how Michael Rappaport is an Italian and he's Jewish, and if he's Jewish, he can't play Italian. And this dumb fuck Chris sends texts articulating that, and also sends has conversations with my lawyer articulating that. Nonetheless, they wind up casting somebody else who is Italian to cover their ass. Although, like I said, the majority of the actors in this film are not Italian, but they're all playing Italians. I'm dealing with that through SAG and possible legal actions. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it, but I got to go through SAG first. And then this past weekend, I got offered, an advertisement, a commercial for money, real money. I was supposed to be working on Monday, November 13th from 2 to 6 o'clock in Manhattan for real money. the paperwork was being sent in, and then the backers said, we don't want Rappaport because we don't like his politics. We don't like some of his past comments, statements that he has made about Trump. They actually said, Trump. Listen, it is what it is. That one sucked because that was a money job. It sucked because I had to tell my wife what happened. And she's always been concerned about this. Yet, she wants me to speak my truth. I'm a disruptive warrior. I am a disruptive warrior. I'm too far in now to pull back. I am too far, too deep down the Michael Rappaport full truth and nothing but the truth rabbit hole to pull back now. But that is the third fucking job this year. See, a lot of times I'm assuming it doesn't even get to me. There's been other things too. There's other times where I'm sure like, I don't, for Dick Stain Donald Trump, who I had conversations with, I might vote for that motherfucker. Oh yeah, I'll break your hearts. Let me tell you something. Things don't get straightened up in this fucking world ASAP. And I know Smokin' Joe has said the right thing about Israel. But when I'm seeing motherfuckers in New York City climb in public in front of crowds of people, rip down UN flags, rip down Israeli flags, rip down American flags on Veterans Day, when the economy is the way the economy is, when I'm paying fucking mortgage rates up the wonk up, I mean, I'm getting, forget a colonoscopy. You don't need to get a colonoscopy. Go buy a house. The interest rates. Go buy a car. And I know Smokin' Joe has done some things for the, I know. But I'm telling you right now, go check what it's like to buy a car. Buy a house, the money, the fucking chaos in this country, the chaos around the world. But I'm too far down the Gringo Mandingo. I'm too far down the disruptive warrior rabbit hole to pull back. Now, the comments have been made. I said what I said. All you got to do is Google Michael Rappaport. Go to Breitbart.com. Do I support Breitbart? Fuck no, but they have made some fantastic covers of me. I have been on the cover on the internet of Breitbart. They quote me. I've said it here. I've said it all here on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. And this is a podcast, by the way. And I am a professional podcaster. Some people think that Instagram is my podcast. I still have people that come up to me and go, I watch your podcast on Instagram. Nah, you got to listen. You got to listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iHeartRadio and where podcasts are available. Every and all podcasts are available. You still got to listen to the podcast. You might see the clips, huh? But you got to listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast if you want the full package. The whole kit, the whole caboodle. Nonetheless, that's real. It's real. It's fucking real. What I'm saying is real. That I've lost jobs because of specifically what I said about pig dick Donald Trump. Shit stain Donald Trump. Draft dodging Donald Trump. You may hear more about it. You may not hear more about it. But I'm not good at letting things go. It's never been my strong suit. It has never, ever been my strength. That's why I got stomach issues. I am not good at letting things go. Now, my stomach issues, knock on wood, my ulcerative colitis is in remission right now. Thank God. Thank God. And I am off all medication right now. I am only on supplements. Thank God. Thank God. Just my colonoscopy. I didn't give you guys my colonoscopy report. I told you about my colonoscopy prep. Colonoscopy came in. If it was a chef, you go, thank God. I've had ulcerative colitis since I'm 16. You don't get ulcerative colitis when you're 16 because you're good at letting things go. Fact. Anyway, it's been hard. It has been hard, man. It's been really frustrating. All the fucking rallies. And it ain't just against Israel. It's not just for ceasefire. These rallies are excited, amped up, hateful, hate-filled, frightening rallies where people are covering their faces, saying, in Miami, in New York, on college campuses, in London, in Berlin, they ain't just saying, cease fire, cease fire. They're saying, fuck you, Jews. Adolf Hitler had it right. This ain't just about Israel. And obviously the majority of these people that are showing up at these rallies, I still truly believe that they're there because they believe that there should be a ceasefire. But the anti-Jewish, the openly anti-Jewish comments online, ripping down posters, fuck the Jews, Hitler this, that, and the third. Hitler's your hero? You love Hitler? You think he was dope? Fuck you! You think Hamas is dope? Fuck you! You think rapists, necrophiliacs, pedophiliacs, baby killers, kidnappers are dope? These are lying, conniving, lying, liar, liar, pants on fire. These motherfuckers are lying about everything. And they've said it to your face. The guy was on the fucking news the other day. Miles Jordan, play the fucking clip.
Turns out that a Saudi journalist asked the spokesman for Hamas that very question. His response was quite telling in terms of Hamas's concerns about Palestinian lives.
Dear sister, nations are not easily liberated. The Russians sacrificed 30 million people in World War II in order to liberate it from Hitler's attack. The Vietnamese sacrificed 3.5 million people until they defeated the Americans. Afghanistan sacrificed millions of martyrs to defeat USSR and then the US. The Algerian people sacrificed 6 million martyrs over 130 years. The Palestinian people are just like any other nation. No nation is liberated without sacrifices.
No nation is liberated without sacrifices. Not exactly an expression of regret for innocent Palestinian deaths.
They tell you they do not want a ceasefire. They want to go until the wheels fall off. They don't want a ceasefire. They don't want a ceasefire and chill. They don't want a negotiation. They don't give a fuck about the civilians. People in America give more fucks about the civilians of Palestine than the governing body gives a fuck about the civilians of Palestine, of Gaza. People in America give more fuck about the people in Gaza than the governing body of Gaza give a fuck about the people of Gaza. That's sick. They don't give a fuck about the people. They think they're martyrs. They think every one of those women, children, civilians that dies is a martyr. What kind of fucking bag of bullshit is that? You're doing a good thing by dying. That, yo, what kind of fucking hustle and flow, two-bit, three-card Monty pimping ass bullshit is that? They're trying to convince the world, trying to convince the people of Gaza that they're martyrs, that they're heroes if they die on their behalf. Get the fuck out of here. That is the sickest, most twisted, most conniving, evil, genius shit I've ever heard. You're a martyr if you fly a fucking plane into the World Trade Center. You're a martyr if you die in the name of Hamas. Get the fuck out of here. That is some bullshit, kooky, crazy, off the wall. And this just is not about the Jews. Yo, they'll come for you. If these motherfuckers could lay in your house and chill and hide, they would fucking do it. They don't give a fuck. This is not just about Jewish people. This is not just about Jewish people. This is not just about Israel. You think if these motherfuckers do a terrorist attack in the United States, they give a fuck who dies? They don't give a fuck. You think because you're protesting, they won't kill you? You think because you're marching and spray painting police cars, they won't kill you? You think because you're LGBTQ for Palestine, they won't fucking, they don't even, let's be clear, LGBTQ plus, they don't even waste bullets on y'all. They burn you alive and throw you off a fucking building like you're some kind of freak animal. The excitement, the adrenaline that people have shown hating all things Jewish, hating all things Israel in the last 5+ weeks is frightening. It's discouraging. It's shocking. It's confusing. It's disturbing. But I hate to break it to you, folks. The Jewish people are not going anywhere. Israel is not going anywhere. There is not going to be a ceasefire. And unfortunately, this is just my own opinion. And it's a horrible, horrible thing to say. Because these motherfuckers do not want a ceasefire, Hamas, because these motherfuckers do not want to negotiate anything, because they only want the destruction of all Jewish people and the end of Israel, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That's their fucking slogan. That's their slogan, like Nike has, like Mike. If I could be like Mike, or just do it. That's their slogan. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They live that shit. They're about it, about it. That's all they want. That's the one and only thing they want. That is not happening. It is not happening. Israel's not going anywhere. The Jewish people are not going anywhere. And it's disgusting to even say, but I truly feel like those hostages, the majority of them, I feel like are gone. How could you take care of a 9-month-old baby who's now 10-month-old in a tunnel for 37 days? They don't want to give back these hostages. They're sending pictures. Who knows when these pictures were taken? Hamas needs to go for everyone's sake. The only way that the people of Gaza have a chance is to start from scratch without Hamas. And I will tell you, I know this has been a flawed, dysfunctional relationship, and no government, United States government, French, Italian, no government is perfect. No government doesn't have blood on its hands. Why do you think Israel should be held to unattainable governmental standards? Impossible governmental standards. This has been a fucked up relationship to begin with. But there was a ceasefire on October 7th. And I know, how did we get to this point? Hey, motherfucker, you want to come in and rape, kidnap civilians? This is how you get to this point. This is how you get to this point. You can rationalize October 7th all you want. What do these motherfuckers want? From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Come up with a new slogan, because that shit ain't going to happen. Israel's not going anywhere. The Jewish people aren't going anywhere. Fucking sucks. This whole situation sucks. The death of any civilians sucks. Kidnapping, raping. There's 9 Americans that they have. And motherfuckers are in the streets talking about free Palestine. Free those fucking hostages. All of them. Fucking mess, man, is what it is. What have I listened to this week? Listen to a lot. Just listened to a guy named Ezra Klein, his podcast. Sometimes I don't like him. Too snowflakey. Too snowflakey. I'm not on that snowflake shit. I've had conversations with some of my... If it comes down to pig dick Donald Trump and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I'll still call him slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, and all that. But we need to get this whole fucking situation under control. I listened to the latest episode of Ezra Klein's podcast. I'll just tell you, it's episode, I don't fucking know. It's called What Israelis Fear the World Does Not Understand. Very, 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 very good. Insightful conversation with a gentleman named Yossi Klein Halevi. He does most of the talking about his history serving in IDF. Again, I can't recommend any more Dan Senor. His podcast, Call Me Back, is excellent. I fuck with Ben Shapiro when it comes to all things Jewish. I know you're like, what the fuck, Mike? I've been saying I fuck with Ben. I don't agree with all the shit that he says, but when it comes to Israel, he breaks that shit down. I'm just telling you, listen, I told you fucking guys, I watch Fox News. I've always watched Fox News because number one, it's wildly entertaining. Number two, you got to listen and appreciate and try to keep an open mind to the opposing points of view. That's just the way it's like if you're a New York Giants fan, you want to listen into the playbook. You want to listen to the huddle of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You're going to listen in. You can't stand these motherfuckers, but you want to hear what they have to say. Look at it that way, you fucks. Open your fucking mind. Be a critical, independent thinker. Don't just listen to fucking CNN, CNBC, Fox, and all that shit. Been saying that. I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fantasy football team. What a season. What a fucking season. My season is not as bad, though, as the New England Patriots. You guys stink. You fucking stink. I love it. You lost in Germany. Where the fuck were they playing? Germany. Lost again. Ha 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 ha. But my fantasy football team, I can't catch a fucking break. I cannot catch a break with my fantasy football team. Other than that, I don't know. The NBA started, they traded James Harden, and now the Clippers are on a 5-game losing streak. James Harden, when he got traded, he said he's not a part of a system. He is a system. James Harden, you're a system of losing. You are a system of losing. You've never been a winner. You're never going to be a winner. And I don't know why the LA Clippers got James Harden at this point in his career, with Kawhi being up there in age, up there in injuries, Paul George being up there in age, up there in injuries, Russell Westbrook, well, he doesn't get injured, and then James Harden. I like the Clippers. I want them to do good. But you, James Harden, bring a system of losing. You just lose. You just lose. You figure out a way. Some guys figure out a way to win. You figure out a way to lose. And losing and you go hand in hand. You're one in the same. Anyway, I'm done. I am done. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. All right. You know where to find us. Everything I said is facts. All facts, nothing but the facts. Everything I said on today's podcast is facts, nothing but the facts. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers, take us out here with something real nice. Take us out here with something real loud. But most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Adios, amigos.
Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.